a new partnership between USDA and the U.S. Department of War. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Keeping America's farmland safe from China and other foreign adversaries is why USDA has teamed up with the U.S. Department of War.
Farm security is national security. Protecting the homeland must begin with protecting our farmland.
And that's U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, who says USDA is taking its National Farm Security Action Plan to the next level.
By pairing USDA's agricultural expertise with the Department of War's innovation and security capabilities.
Rollins says the partnership will further protect the U.S. from those who want to do us harm.
Our very first action will be through a new partnership between the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, with DARPA, and the USDA chief scientist. This will allow the sharing of information regarding security vulnerabilities in agriculture. Second, collaboration to develop novel technological solutions to American agriculture's biggest challenges. And third, the exchange of personnel to ensure both departments are well-equipped to protect American agriculture.
She adds that USDA is also creating the Office of Research, Economic, and Science Security.
This new office will be responsible for coordinating research security efforts across the entire USDA research enterprise, including both intramural and extramural activities.
The partnership builds on last year's National Farm Security Action Plan that was created to stop the purchase of U.S. farmland by China and other foreign adversaries. Read the full story at MichiganAgToday.com.
National FFA Week is February 21st through the 28th, a week set aside for FFA students across the country to share how FFA impacts members every day. I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Michigan. What better way to show your support of FFA than to get involved in FFA Week? Whether it's in person, on the phone, or via social media, be sure to share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week, February 21st through the 28th.
Hi, I'm Nick Bancroft, President and CEO of AgroLiquid in St. John's, Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Mild air dominating the Great Lakes region here today to start the week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag Today weather update. Partly to mostly sunny skies to get started. We do have a minor disturbance trying to move across Lake Superior and into Ontario. I think that will throw some clouds into the northern half of lower Michigan and eastern parts of the UP this afternoon into this evening. And I won't rule out a couple of spits or sprinkles. It will be rain if anything falls, but there is a chance for some light moisture up there tonight. Nowhere else, though. We continue to be very, very mild as we move into the overnight and through tomorrow. Good sunshine all the way through Tuesday. Clouds increasing overnight tomorrow night. That brings us to our first round of precipitation. Good round of moisture for the week. Rain that comes through on Wednesday. Probably starts well before sunrise on Wednesday morning and continues through the evening, ending finally by the time we get to midnight. I think we can put in anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain with coverage at 100% of the state out of that Wednesday event. We're going to push pause on the action for Thursday, seeing still some mild air coming up from the south, a mix of clouds and sunshine through the day there. Second batch of moisture lifts up with a warm front for Thursday night through Friday. Scattered rain and wet snow showers. Temperatures will be falling as this low comes through. I don't think they fall precipitously, but it could be enough to trigger some light snow shower action, especially anything that lingers into the Friday night time frame. The weekend at this point is chilly. We stay chilly through Monday, Tuesday of next week before another strong warming surge happens the second half of next week. And guess what? It brings more rain. That's a look at your forecast update. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Well, the grain and livestock markets are closed today for the President's Day holiday, but we take a look back now at Friday's grain markets and how they performed. We check in now with Andy Eubank and with Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. They spoke during the middle of trade Friday afternoon.
The markets sold off, led lower by soybean and wheat futures. But overall, Brian, some profit-taking as we head to the weekend. And we'll kind of recap the week itself, too, which saw some gains in the bean market especially. Profit-taking, though, you think?
Yes, I do think we're going to see, we are seeing some profit-taking here on Friday, the 13th, ahead of the President's Day holiday on Monday. Of course, the markets will close today on Friday and not reopen again until 8 p.m. Eastern time on Monday the 17th. So basically three full days there. It does look like there's more rain moving across Argentina this weekend. So those beans, early planted beans there in the pod set, pod fill stage. So short answer to your question is yes. I think it's the profit taking here, some long liquidation ahead of the holiday weekend.
But as I mentioned, even with losses on Friday, especially for beans, a nice gain. So a net positive for the week.
You bet. I think we're looking at the highest price in March soybean futures here. The settlement close anyway on Thursday was the highest price since December 1st. So we're looking at 2.5 month high there and soybean futures. So a really nice opportunity here for producers to take a look at that. Excuse me, we look at the old crop and, of course, the new crop, too, at this point. It's still nice to maintain some flexibility there marketing-wise, leave that upside open because we still got quite a bit of the Argentina growing season yet for the double crop beans especially. And, of course, our entire growing season, needless to say, the uncertainty surrounding China. But in a nutshell, no doubt, beans have been the leader this past week.
Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. Settlements from Friday, March corn up just half a penny at 431¾. May corn a quarter cent higher at 442. March beans dropping 4¼ to 1133. May beans 3¾ lower at 1148½. And March wheat down 3¾ to 548¾. April live cattle 2 cents lower Friday at 240.62, and April lean hogs down 55 cents to 91.27. Once again, the grain and livestock markets close today for President's Day. The next trading day is tomorrow. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.